Chris, where did you think Philip left his most indelible mark?
I think he was a beloved lover of movies. So he was very much a part of this community for years and years, even years and years before I arrived about 20 years ago. I think he was the voice of movie going to a large extent in the Dallas area for just a really long time, at a time when, frankly, movie critics really mattered more than they do now.
He was one of the last bridges between the current era and movie history in Dallas. He actually went to those grand old palaces that lined the streets downtown before they were torn down.
There's a sense of, you know, municipal knowledge and institutional knowledge that you're always going to miss when somebody like Philip passes.
He also was incredibly prolific. I mean, he would review, you know, I remember editing 4, 5, 6 reviews a week by him.
He reviewed everything. And there was a time when there were movie critics who did that. He was a movie reviewing machine, and he really wanted to put his stamp on whatever was coming out that week. And he did it, you know, week after week after week, year after year. You would open the paper on a Friday and look at, I guess it was the Today section when I arrived here, and fill a bunch, fill a bunch, fill a bunch, fill a bunch, fill a bunch.
It's interesting. I remember talking to him about his favorite movie of all time, and he said The Lady Eve, which is a Preston Sturges movie. I kind of misinterpreted that as All About Eve, and he kind of put me in my place.
He cut you down. Lady Eve is probably a better movie than All About Eve, in my humble opinion.
But I think it's a great example of Philip not taking the easy populist road, which might have been All About Eve, the Bette Davis movie that people still, you know, talk about today.
He knew quality. I remember once he was supposed to do, he picked a film to show at the Dallas Museum of Art, and I don't think he ended up being able to do the intro, but it was McCabe and Mrs. Miller, mm-hmm. which is the great and very arty Robert Altman Western.
Right.
He had that cineast quality as well. He had the cinephile quality. He played it down to some extent, though. He appreciated film as art.
And he was a really fun writer, too.
He had a real fizz. There was an effervescence about his prose, and you could just sense the joy that he took in going to the movies and then writing about the movies. And I think that's what defines him about as much as anything, is just the pleasure, that this vicarious pleasure you sensed when you read him. You could just tell how much he liked what he did.
Chris Vidner, culture critic of the Dallas Morning News and a member of KERA's big screen team, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.